Introduction, types of research. Did you know that hot water can actually freeze faster than cold water? Sounds surprising, right? You might think it's just a myth. However, it is actually true, and backed by research. Now, you might be asking, what is research? Well, research is a process where you collect, organize, and analyze data to find new information and draw a conclusion. But wait, is research as simple as it sounds, or is there more to it? The reality is that research comes in many types, each designed to tackle different kinds of mysteries and serve unique purposes. In this informative blog, we will explore these different types of research with examples. So, let's get this show understand the basics. You can divide research into different types based on the goal, how deeply the subject is studied, the kind of data used, the time needed, as well as other factors. You must know that a research project generally is not just one type. Instead, it often involves a mix of various kinds of research methodology. Research can help us in lots of places, such as science, government, school, business. Types of research. Let's discuss the types of research. According to purpose. 1. Basic research. Basic research is the process of exploring a new land without knowing where it will lead. Scientists do it to learn more about how things work instead of new inventions.
A scientist is studying tiny
pieces of matter. They want to know what they're made of and how they behave. This is basic research. Even though it might sound boring, this kind of learning helps us make amazing things later, for instance, new medicines or superfast computers. Basic research is about asking questions such as, why does the sky look blue? How do plants grow? What makes an animal behave in a certain way? 2. Applied research. Applied research is done to solve a problem with a clear goal in mind. So, scientists use their existing knowledge to fix or improve something. For instance, imagine people are running out of clean water. Scientists could do applied research to find a way to clean dirty water so we can drink it. Or, they might look for ways to save water so we don't waste it. There are two main types of applied research, technological research, scientific research. According to methodology. 3. Qualitative researchers understand the thoughts, feelings, and experiences of people. Instead of using numbers, they use the emotions of people to learn about things. Qualitative research methods involve collecting and analyzing non-numerical data. For example, someone wants to know how it feels to stop using drugs. So, they talk to people who have stopped and ask them about their experiences. This is qualitative research. 4. Quantitative research. Quantitative research is about using numbers to understand findings. Researchers collect data, such as numbers or measurements, and then use math to analyze it. Quantitative research methods include surveys, questionnaires, statistical analysis, and data mining. For instance, a medicine company wants to know if a new pill helps to lower blood pressure. They can select a group of people and divide them into two groups. First, they give the pill to some people
measured
and
everyone's
blood pressure and used numbers to see if the pill made a difference. According to research strategy. 5. Action research. Action research is a special kind of research where you try to solve a problem by taking action. Here's how it works. Find a problem, you notice something isn't working right. Try something new, so you come up with a plan to fix it. Check the results, then you see if your plan worked. Make changes, you change your plan based on what you learned. For example, if you notice your classmates are getting bad grades in math, you could try starting a math club. After a few weeks, you could give a quiz to see if their grades improved. If they did, great. If not, you could try a different approach, such as extra tutoring. 6. Causal research. Causal research is trying to figure out why something happens. Scientists use it to understand what makes one thing cause another thing
to happen.
If you want to know if eating an apple a day really keeps the doctor away, you could give apples to one group of people and nothing to another group. Then, you would compare how often people in each group get sick. If the apple eating group gets sick less often, it might mean that eating apples helps prevent sickness. This is a simple example, but real-world causal research can be much more complex. 7. Classification research. Classification research breaks down data or subjects into groups based on common elements. It also helps you to analyze info. For example, scientists have a bunch of different animals. They put birds, mammals, and fishes in separate boxes. It helps us understand how different animals are related and what makes them special. 8. Comparative research. Comparative research is used when researchers look at two or more things. Then, they find out how they are similar and different.
You could compare two schools,
for instance, to see which one has better test scores. You could also compare two different kinds of plants to see which one grows faster. 9. Cross-sectional research. Cross-sectional research involves collecting data from a sample population at a specific point in time. This type provides a snapshot of the variables being studied at that particular moment. For example, if you want to know how many people like chocolate ice cream on a sunny day, you could ask a bunch of people at the same time. This would be a cross-sectional study. 10. Deductive research. Deductive research starts with a general theory or hypothesis and then tests it by collecting particular data. It follows a top-down approach. So, it moves from general to specific. For instance, testing the hypothesis that 8+ hours of sleep improves GPA by comparing the academic performance of well-rested versus sleep-deprived students. Deductive research is often used in science to test ideas and research. Exploratory research is conducted to explore a problem or question that has not been clearly defined. It is often used to gather preliminary data to help formulate a thesis statement or research question. For example, a marketing team wants to learn why sales of a product have declined. They conduct exploratory research, such as focus groups and interviews with customers. As a result, they gather insights into potential reasons for the decline. This will help them develop a more focused research study. 12. Field research. Field research is conducted when researchers go out into the real world to observe and learn about people or things in their natural environment. For instance, if you want to know how monkeys behave in the jungle, you wouldn't study them in a zoo. You would go to the jungle and watch them climb trees and eat bananas.
13. Fixed research. Field research.
Fixed research is like following a recipe strictly. You plan everything out in advance and stick to the plan step by step. So, there is no room for surprises or changes. For example, a pharma company conducts a clinical trial to test the efficacy of a new drug. The trial has a fixed design, with entrants randomly assigned to treatment and control groups and data collected at specific intervals. 14. Flexible research. Flexible research allows for changes in research design as the study moves forward. It offers more adaptability if we compare it to fixed research. For instance, a sociologist studying homelessness might begin with a general interest in the topic. Through observations and interviews, they might develop a focus on a specific subgroup, such as homeless veterans. This flexibility allows for adaptation as the research progresses. 15. Inductive
research.
Looking at specific examples, and then builds up to more general ideas or theories. It often explores new areas and tries to find patterns or trends in the data. For example, a psychologist notices that several clients with anxiety disorders also report childhood trauma. Based on these observations, they develop a hypothesis about the link between childhood trauma and anxiety. 16. Laboratory research. Laboratory research is conducted in an environment where the factors that could influence the result can be controlled. It isolates variables and establishes cause-and-effect relationships. For instance, if you want to know how much salt affects the time it takes for water to boil, you will conduct this experiment in a lab using precise measuring
research.
Longitudinal research is conducted when researchers follow the same group of people or things over a long period to see how they change. There are three main types. Trend study. This looks at changes in a whole group of people over time, for example, a study of how people's voting habits have changed over the past 50 years. Cohort study. It focuses on a specific group of people who share something in common, such as being born in the same year. You follow this group to see how they change over time. Panel study. A panel study follows the exact same group of people over time. This is the most detailed type of research. 18. Mixed research. Mixed research combines both qualitative and quantitative research methods to get a complete picture of a research problem. It provides a more holistic view by incorporating numerical and rich, detailed information. A study on student satisfaction with online learning might include quantitative data from surveys, e.g. ratings of course materials and instructor effectiveness, and qualitative data from interviews, e.g. students' experiences, challenges, and suggestions. 19. Policy research. Policy research investigates the impact of public policies and provides advice on how to change it for the better. It uses tools such as cost analysis. It figures out how much a policy costs. Cost-benefit analysis. This tool helps compare the money spent on a policy to the good things it brings. Program evaluation. It is where you check if a policy is helping people. Needs analysis. This tool enables you to understand the problems the policy is trying to solve. For example, a government agency conducts policy research to assess the impact of a new education policy on students. They collect data on student test scores, graduation rates, and dropout rates before and after the policy. 20. Primary research. Primary research is the process of gathering data directly from its source rather than relying on existing information. In essence, you collect data firsthand for your specific research question. This type of research is commonly used in dissertations. For instance, a researcher could conduct in-depth interviews with a sample of small business owners to understand their experiences with loan applications, rejection reasons, and the impact of these challenges on their businesses. 21. Secondary research. Secondary research is often used in thesis papers. It collects and analyzes data that has already been gathered by someone else for a different purpose. Instead of collecting new data, you repurpose existing info to answer your research question. For example, a restaurant owner looks at government numbers to see what people like to eat. So this helps them figure out if it's a good place to open a new restaurant without asking. Research is really important for school, science, and business. When we do research, it is important to share our findings in a clear and nice way. So you should get professional editing services. As a result, you can make your research look even better and be more helpful to others. Conclusion. Research and its types are powerful tools that help us explore, understand, and solve problems in various fields. You can use it for scientific purposes as well as government business firms and education institutions. Each type of research plays a crucial role and uncovers the answers we seek. Journal publisher helps students and scientists publish their new discoveries with others, so that everyone can learn from them.